Brother Bill, would you open us in prayer this morning?
Our Father, our God, we're so thankful we have this day to come and worship you and to have our Sunday school lesson. Be with our brother Steve as he delivers the message this morning in Sunday school. We ask this in the name of your only Son, Jesus.
We get started this morning. Is there any prayers or praises that we want to get started with this morning? And Brother Jerry does a fantastic job with our list and keeping it all praised and updated.
You need to read it this morning.
Yes, it is quite readable. So that's another praise that we can have.
Yes.
I'm sorry? Miss Jean's not feeling very well yet, so hopefully her and Brother Norm can make it back here soon and get to feeling well. We kind of miss Brother Norm when we can't torment him, so he is a treasure. Yes, Miss Jackie.
My mom is coming in on Wednesday after church. She's going to be at the airport, so safe travel for her.
Yeah, safe travel for all those that are visiting and those that are going on returning from vacations.
And hunting trips.
Yes, we want the preacher to return back safely with his group that he took up there. Even though we don't want all the deer and the antelope, or deer and elk to make it back.
We don't?
No.
This one does.
Miss Jackie. Well, we want to pray for Derek and all the rest of them that are over there, you know, that they return home safely too. And Derek with his knee problem that he's just now having, so. Miss Beth?
Jackie's got something going on pretty soon too.
Yeah, a week and a half.
But
my cousin is having her triplets on the 14th by C-section. That's Heather Bohannon. She's already on the Fearless.
Oh, okay. So Heather's having her on the 14th. The 14th by C-section. So hopefully everything goes well with her and the young ones that she's bringing into the world. Are there any more requests or praises?
A praise because Loretta got rid of her stone. She's got a new job too.
Well, praise the Lord that she does have a good job.
So. She's sticking with that.
And we do want to keep all the college students in our prayers that they do well this year and study hard. And all the military, that they return home, that they're safe throughout all their time and endeavors, both abroad and here at home. Well, if there's no other prayer requests or praises, why then we'll see about getting into our Sunday lesson today. And we're going to go back into the book of James. We're going to read to chapter 2. Most of you know this is the story of the rich man and the poor man. We'll start with verse 1. And it says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory and the respect of persons. For if there come unto you your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit here in the good place, and say to the poor, Stand there, thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my brother, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, and heirs to the kingdom that he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors." In verse 10, "For whoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not kill. And if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiced against judgment." And this story points out some of the things that we do as a person. You know, we each look at an outward appearance of everyone that we meet, that we run across. You know, as our first glance, someone dressed nicely, we get a little more lenient. And those of us that come dressed more poorly in rags and torn jeans, you know, that don't present ourselves as nicely, we tend to judge them. And that is something that we should never do, is judge. Amen. As in John 7:24, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteousness judgment." So in other words, just because someone is dressed poorly, they may be more in the right clothing than those that are dressed nicely. You know, their outward clothing may put on a good appearance, but yet their inner clothes, the cloak that the Lord has brought to us, is not there. They're the rich seem to be the ones that will bring us in front of a judge, a courtroom, sue us. Whereas the poor and the meek, they don't tend to do things on those terms. They tend to be more closely to the Lord, that they might also be a better person than what we let on. As in Matthew 7:1, it states also, "Judge not, that ye may not be judged. And Luke 6:37, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. These are guidelines that we all need to have, that, you know, we need to express daily to all those that we meet, regardless where we are. I am open for any comments at any time. I do have a few more things to go across, but I do like to have some input from y'all. You know, this being Sunday school, this means that we're all kind of working together on this. We're trying to teach each other, learn from others as we go about our daily tasks.
I was just thinking, you know, there's as much danger in going the other way as there is this. You know, if you don't have much, you have a tendency to judge those who have more harshly yeah. than you would someone who is a commoner like you are. I know that sometimes when we see someone, they have a beautiful home and they've got a car and a Jeep that pulls their new speedboat and they've got a camper and all that, we have a tendency, I think, sometimes to think that they had to get that by some unlawful means or they're not spiritual, and that may not be the case. So it can go both ways.
Yes, it can. You know, just because someone has a lot doesn't mean that they're not right in their thinkings. You know, not everyone does things unlawful that has a lot of possessions.
Well, Job is a good description of that, because Job was a godly man and he had all kinds of riches, and he lost them all, but then he come back to because he was a godly man.
Yes, that's a good point. That, you know, we do tend to gain more in being righteous and wearing the right clothing than what we do when we wear the wrong clothes and don't obey the laws that have been put out there by and written down, as we see in by Moses in the book of Genesis. And also a point that I would like to put across is comes from the book of Haggai. And it is chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 and 7. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little, yet eat, and ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. If someone comes to you that is hungry, do you not give him bread or water to feed them? You don't turn them away and say, oh, go get food, and you feel better. You know, if we teach and we learn to be with them and express to them that our love is there and that we can be a better person that way. I'm sorry, this seems to be kind of short. This has been something I've been working on for quite a while, but it's been a difficult book for me to really get into and understand more of and try to express more towards it. You know, The story of the rich man and the poor man is a brief story, but yet it's very pointed about that we should never judge one, because there's only one that can judge, and he will judge us with the book of life before we enter heaven. Yeah, and if you do spend your money and wrongly and not give thanks to the Lord, you know, tithe and be there with him, both in heart, spirit, and out of the billfold, then you're not always going to prosper. But those that are meek and don't have a lot and can't give a lot, monetarily, they may give more through worldly ways, which are not always correct, but yet they may be more faithful to the Lord than what some of the rich could be, or some of the other meek. Meek tend to get to where they look at the other people that have more, whether they be cars, houses, or anything of that nature. You know, if someone's got just a trifle more than what they do, like Brother Jerry was saying, they tend to judge. And this is the wrong thought, wrong train that we should be in. We should never judge anyone. Unless we judge ourselves. This is the one that we have to judge first and foremost, is ourselves. That we are the righteous, that we wear the right clothes. You know, that we are truly following the beliefs and the teachings of the Lord. Yes.
So the thing of the widow's mite, the widow gave what she had, all that she had. And, you know, people don't stop to think that she did more in just that one little act than most people do in a lifetime.
Yes, when she dropped those few coins in the funnel as it went down and fell, it made a bigger noise than when the rich man dropped a bag full of coins in it. Because it was what she had. She gave it all to him for his betterment. Yes.
And that's what we all should do. We should give and trust the Lord to take care of us.
Yes. Miss Sally?
I remember going into a church one day looked at us and it says, it looks like you're out here on a date. And it made me think, you better dress better for a date than you do coming into the house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, if those shabby clothes are the best you have, that's just fine.
That's right.
But if you have something better, can't you wear something better to the house of the Lord?
Yeah.
Yes, this... In my upbringing, this is one thing that I was always taught. When you go to church, when you come to the Lord's house, you wear your best. Put on your best shoes. Put on your best behavior. Because this is His house. This is not Joe Blow's house. This is not a common house. This is His house that we need to come into and show our best. Yes.
Not to impress others, but to be right with God.
Yes, so that you feel better within yourself, so that you're not judgmental of the man next to you that's wearing his best clothes, but they're tattered and they're torn.
That's right.
That may be all that they have.
That's right.
You know, they may go home to have bread and water to eat. They may be going home to a 20-pound steak, for instance, to eat, and you know, but we don't judge them. Let the Lord judge them when it comes to His time.
Well, we still have it on our computer, pictures of the people in Haiti. After the hurricane, I think it was Hurricane George, I'm not sure which name it was, but one had gone through and basically just totally destroyed the island of Haiti, and yes, the Dominican Republic as well. But Haiti in particular, because the land had been stripped completely bare of trees, pretty much. And the picture of an old man picking up a rag off of a piece of sheet metal, you know, the metal roof.
Yes.
And the thought, you know, collecting his possessions, how they had so little. But we've got a missionary friend, Steve Smith, down in Haiti, and he talks about the people that come to church on Sunday morning, and the men will have the whitest, brightest white shirt you ever saw, and black pants that are perfectly clean. And they have absolutely nothing. But on Sunday morning, when they come to church, they wear the clothes that's the only time they ever wear them, is on Sunday to go to church. They take them home and they put them in a plastic bag so that they don't get soiled during the week. And I've thought often about that. You know, sometimes I'm a little lackadaisical about, you know, the way I dress when I come to church. I have been known to come in jeans. And, you know, I stop and think about it. As Sally said, you know, you do your best.
Yes.
If your best is not as good as someone else, that's okay. Because God looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the outside. But everyone else does. So when we state that we're a Christian, we should live as much the part of a Christian as we can, which includes our dress. But again, just because we can afford a white shirt and someone else can't, doesn't make us any better in God's eyes or any more spiritual in God's eyes. You wear what you can and do the best you can. But it's amazing. We've seen people come to the church who didn't dress well. They dress more like the world than anything. But watching them over time as they came to church and saw how others dressed and gave their lives to the Lord and trusted Him, how slowly their wardrobe progressed.
Yeah, as they grew in fellowship, then their train of thought became more modest and helped to grow and be a better person.
And I think, you know, God takes our heart into consideration when He looks at us. And sees that someone has very little, but they do the best they can, and God knows how much it may grieve that person's heart. We may just look at them as sloppy, but we don't know how much grief there is in their heart over the way they have to dress to come. And I think God looks at that and he says, you know, but we can provide better for that. And then God provides that way. That's just my thoughts. Others may have other thoughts about that. But.
Well, that's what makes us all unique in our own way, is everyone has their thoughts. But as long as we follow the word and the way it is, and not judge others. You know, the day will come when we have to stand before him.
Right.
We may stand before him in our rags. We may stand before him in our Sunday best, but we will stand before him one day and be judged by him and not by others. Ms. Jackie?
I think, unfortunately, we're living in a time right now when people do not have respect for appearance, and I think it's bled into the church. I think people back away from wanting to look wealthy, because in our society, that's not wealthy right now. If it even turns on the news, wealthy is not a good thing, you know?
Yes.
You know, it drives people of my generation away, because we don't understand the work that goes behind somebody's affluence or what, you know what I'm saying. So I think a lot of these churches that are they're coming in and they're not wearing their best and they're not presenting their best, I think it's a lack of understanding that you're not going to push somebody away. You shouldn't, if your really heart is right, you're not going to push somebody away because of how you're dressed. I think they're so afraid of alienating somebody that they're willing to drop their standard, because that's what our generation has been taught in schools and from the media, that you don't put your mouth in somebody else's face. And I think that's a problem, definitely, and it leads to a sense of entitlement for people who don't have as much. They feel like they should get some of what you have. And I think it's a bigger problem than just how we dress. It is an attitude and a misunderstanding of the importance of work and being respectful.
Yes. You know, some of the people that I have and met in my little community out there that I'm manager of, there's a lot of them that have got earrings, the guys, not the women, is what I'm referring to right at the moment, but they're wearing earrings, they've got tattoos from everywhere that can be seen, except for if they wore long sleeves, then you couldn't see them, but they still have within them some respect and knowledge of the Lord. But they were lost years ago when they had this done to them, and can't reverse some of that. So that's why they tend to hide their markings of their lost ways. But if there is no more, why, we'll close in prayer and get ready for church and Brother Tom's message that he's going to bring to us. So, Brother George, would you close us in prayer this morning?